Wall fans, common censors, podcast consumers, welcome to another very exciting edition of Common Sense Sundays with Gotell to the Wall, hosted by me, your absolute favorite podcast host, the one and only Sean O'Rourke, and this is episode 83. That's right. Now, before we get into the usual common sense, your weekly dose of common sense, I guess you could say, we always kick things off with our social plugs. You can keep up with us during episodes, after episodes, before episodes, whenever you so please, and you can do that in multiple locations. One of those would be Facebook. Head over to facebook.com/gotellittothewall. That's right, facebook.com/gotellittothewall. That is our official Facebook page that's going to keep you up to date on all new episodes, new content, and all new common sense that comes out of Common Sense Sundays, as well as Go Tell It to the Wall. And of course, we have our YouTube channel, youtube.com/gotellittothewall. Again, youtube.com/gotellittothewall. That is our official YouTube channel. Going to find all of our videos that get posted up there weekly, as well as other video clips that you're... Really, that's the best place for a lot of our video clips. I try to keep up with getting them on Facebook, and I know a lot of people enjoy consuming the video feeds on Facebook, so we make sure to get those up. But there's clips on YouTube that you're not going to find anywhere else, so make sure you're subscribed over there and checking out all of our great video and video playlists up there on YouTube. And of course, my own personal Instagram account, which is at SoCalSean, SoCalSean, at SoCalSean, right there on Instagram. And in fact, despite missing a show last week, missing an episode last week, there's a lot of good content that went up recently on my own personal Instagram account, so check that out. There was a few concerts, and actually, we recapped most of those concerts, I think, on episode 82, but now you can have video and photographic evidence of the things that I was talking about right there on Instagram. So make sure you're following on Instagram at SoCalSean, SoCalSean. And of course, most important would be SeanO'RourkeLive.com. That's right, SeanO'RourkeLive.com. That is the official website for everything that is Go Tell It to the Wall, Common Sense Sundays, and of course, yours truly, Sean O'Rourke. And you're going to find stuff on there that you won't find anywhere else. There's definitely exclusive content up there. I know I just kind of said that for YouTube, but there's exclusive stuff there that is literally not posted to social channels. It is only posted to the website. You're also going to find a link to our Patreon campaign. That's right, our Patreon campaign. If you're not familiar with Patreon, make sure you check it out. Even if you're not interested in supporting us financially, there's probably somebody out there on Patreon that you would want to support financially. Although, why would you not want to give us like a dollar or two? You know, every dollar helps keep this studio running, bringing in new content and all kinds of stuff. So help us out on Patreon. If you want to support us, but you don't want to get involved with Patreon, don't want to be a patron, you can pick up some Common Sense Go Tell It to the Wall merch. You'll find a link to our merch website right there on SeanO'RourkeLive.com. Get yourself some t-shirts and mugs, and I think there's a wine glass. I can't even keep track of all the things. And I know I've said it at least one previous episode, but I'm working to get the new logo up there. We're getting such great feedback on the new logo. It seems everybody has been enjoying that new one, and I definitely want to get it on some shirts and all kinds of other good stuff, so look forward to that. We'll post on the socials once we've updated the designs there in the merch store. So in the meantime, check out the other stuff. It's got our classic traditional logo, but new one going to be coming up there soon. And last week, I know we missed an episode. I'll be honest, let's just say I was on the injury list. For those of you that follow baseball, I wasn't really sick. I was on the injury list and unable to be in the studio yelling common sense at a wall. So unfortunately, we missed a week, but you know, these things happen. We're back to full strength now with episode 83. So gird your loins as we get into your weekly dose of common sense. And we always love to talk about some digital trends, right? And this week, I actually made a point to have some more lighthearted digital trends. I feel like we've been very fire and brimstone, patron Tom would say, a little bit get off my lawn. There's always a little bit of that. That's just something we do. Remember, we used to do the weekly rant. That's something that's part of the traditional Go Tell It to the Wall format. So not just that, but overall, I wanted to have some more fun with the digital trends, because lately we haven't been having as much fun, like the funny stuff. It's more of the Orange Menace and whoever else is spewing hateful stuff on social platforms. And don't worry, we're still going to have some of that this week, but I wanted to talk about the fun ones. First one up would be hashtag film for Muppets. This is very near and dear to my heart, as those of you watching the video feed can see Animal. That's only that the one you see in the video feed is one of like at least a dozen just Animal, and then not to mention other Muppet stuff that's all basically surrounded by Fraggles and Muppets and Labyrinths, all kinds of stuff like that. So it's very near and dear to my heart. But Film for Muppets, this is people taking Muppets and movie titles and creating a new movie title. Now, I'll be honest, when I first started reading this and I'm scrolling through and I'm like, well, there's an obvious one out there because there's a movie from the 70s, called Animal House. Animal House. That one's a little easy, low-hanging fruit there. But one that I really did enjoy with that was Gonzo with the Wind, a classic movie there, and easy to throw the Gonzo name in there. But I encourage you, if you're into Muppets, even if you're not, you just want a little laugh, want to get away from the hateful vitriol that is social media most of the time, check out hashtag film for Muppets. And here's another one for you, hashtag drinks for superheroes. I am not a big superhero guy. Yes, Deadpool's sitting right there. He's kind of an anti-superhero or whatever you would say. But I know the classics. I can't get too deep into... I mean, I'm having trouble with Marvel lately because there's all these things, and it's like, I think we've talked about this. Can't possibly keep track of all the Marvel stuff that's coming out. It just makes my head spin. But this is another fun one. Hashtag drinks for superheroes. The one that I really liked was Groot Beer Floats. I'm not a huge fan of Groot. I feel like that second... Guardians of the Galaxy was basically a two-hour-long baby Groot toy commercial, but... That's a good way to use Groot. Groot beer floats. And also this one, Thorange juice, like Thor. Thorange juice. Timely because that the newest Thor movie has come out. Speaking of which, I've heard it's not terrible, but I've also heard it's not as good as the previous one. So do with that what you will if you're planning to go spend money on it in the theater. I will probably watch it at some point. I did very much enjoy the third Thor installment. From Marvel, but I'm going to wait until they throw it on Disney Plus. I can just watch it in the comfort of my own home. I've got a bathroom. I've got my own drinks and such. And so that's, you know, I enjoy the theater, but not as much as a lot of people. People are like, I got to get, if I can watch this thing at home, I'm good. Not everything needs to be seen on a giant screen, you know. But of course, here we're already getting tangented. Another trend that's been making its way around the social platforms, I don't even understand what it's officially called. I believe this started with TikTok, because everything nowadays starts with TikTok. And this is, you've probably seen it, this is this tortilla slapping challenge thing. And for those of you not familiar with it, what you do is you have two people. They each take a gulp of water, and they hold it in their mouth. And what happens is, apparently you play rock, paper, scissors. And whoever wins the rock, paper, scissors round gets to smack the other person in the face with a tortilla. Now, if you're able to hold the water in your mouth, apparently you continue on with the game. If you spit the water out, you have lost the game. Is this even, I don't know how people come up with these things. However, I can say this one is moderately harmless compared to challenges that we have talked about over the years where you can literally die or you're hurting somebody else. You're not likely to get hurt by a tortilla, though I will say it's all fun and games until someone loses an eye. From a tortilla. Can you imagine going to the doctor? Well, what happened to your eye? Well, you know, my friend and I were smacking each other with tortillas. Like, no. That's not something you want to be doing. However, if you are going to do this, do it safely. And it's permeated into things to the point where I was listening to one of my favorite programs on ESPN Radio the other day, and they did this in studio and then posted some of the video footage of it on social platforms. So I will say the one thing that is not great about this, outside of possibly, you know, having a tortilla mark on your face, I guess, and I assume you got to use burrito tortillas, because if you're using the small, like, street taco, that's not going to work. You got to have burrito tortillas, but, or, you know, try it however you want. But as I'm watching one of these, one of the guys starts laughing, spits water all over the other personality at ESPN Radio, and I'm going, you know, that's, me personally have an obsessive compulsive disorder. I don't like to get spit on anytime, water or not. And considering the climate that we are still in over two and a half years later, maybe let's not spit on each other. So just be cautious of that. Be wary. But of course, this is flying all over the place. Tortillas. And personally, don't waste tortillas. Tortillas are good. I enjoy a good breakfast burrito. That's a better use of a tortilla than hitting someone with it. And if you're hitting someone in the face with it, don't then use the tortilla. That's just unsanitary. All right, another funky trend that started on TikTok. I had to do a little bit of research with this one because I didn't understand what the hell was going on. But you might have seen this pink sauce trend that's going all over the social platforms. It apparently started on TikTok. It's a new hot trend. There's an influencer with a TikTok account who's apparently a chef. She created this pink sauce that is supposed to be a sauce used for, like, anything. I gotta say, if you've seen it, you probably agree with me. It doesn't look appetizing. It looks like Pepto-Bismol. It's that kind of pink. It looks like you're pouring Pepto-Bismol on your food. But apparently people are liking it. Here's the thing that happened with all of this is apparently when this chef decided to start selling the bottles of pink sauce because it blew up and became popular on TikTok, it stumbled out of the gates a little bit. And people were wondering the accuracy of the nutrition facts on the label, which turns out were not accurate. Like, oh yeah, no, sorry. They misprinted the nutrition labels. And when the first shipments went out, they were not packaged correctly and ended up exploding in transit, and people were opening bags of just pink sauce everywhere. Pink sauce. Always be careful with new food trends. You know, I mean, maybe don't necessarily just trust some random person on TikTok and what they're making or telling you to eat. There's certain protocols, I believe, worldwide, but here in the U.S., we have the FDA, and they have to approve things. You can't just go willy-nilly and selling things that could be harmful to people. But again, the main thing here is that I've seen some of these video clips just pouring pink sauce all over chicken and stuff. It's like, what? No, that doesn't even look good. I don't care what it is. And I get it. For those of you that lived in California in the 90s, there was a funky pink sauce that Jack in the Box used to put on all their burgers, you know, or even like the In-N-Out stuff. It looks kind of pinkish. It's not this funky Pepto-Bismol pink, though. So if you're going to try it, try it. Not appetizing to me, but apparently that is a big thing that's going around right now. Another trend I really loved that's been happening this week on Twitter specifically was the first concert trend. And there was more to this. People were filling out. I don't know who started the whole trend on Twitter there, but people were filling out first concert, last concert, and some other stuff too. And maybe it was like first record or something like that. But first concert is what stuck with me. And then that's what really started a trend is people were sharing their first concert. And coincidentally, today is the 1 year anniversary of me personally, myself personally, getting back out to shows. And appropriately, I am wearing one of my Chaser shirts today. A year ago today was the Chaser record release party down there in Costa Mesa, and that was me dipping my toes back into the scene and getting out of the COVID fog and back to shows. So interestingly, this first concert stuff. And that obviously wasn't my first concert. That was my first concert after like a year and a half of COVID shutdown. Now, this one also got me thinking about my first concert. And I always joke about this. People that know me personally, they know, and I have a special place in my heart for a certain band that I'm going to talk about. That was my actual first concert. But I also like to joke about my first concert in finger quotes. For those of you that are a certain age and were Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fans in the late 80s and early 90s, they did a little concert tour, the Ninja Turtles did. That one might have technically been my first concert. Now, it was the Ninja Turtles playing instruments. It's quite tacky. Amazingly tacky. But it was super popular. My mother took me to see that at the San Diego Sports Arena back in like 1990, I want to say is when this was. And you can find clips of this concert tour featuring the Ninja Turtles and Shredder and among other things on YouTube. So I encourage you to look that up. And if you were at one of those shows or do remember it, it's going to be nostalgic for you. If you weren't, you're going to look at that and be like, wow, that's what kids were doing in the late 80s and early 90s. Yeah, it was fun, but I don't know that kind of thing would fly these days. You know what I mean? Now, of course, my actual first concert was in the mid-90s. And was at the very, very, very well-known, and this would have been the second iteration of, not the first, not the current iteration, of Soma San Diego. I was down there seeing Unwritten Law at a very, very young age. May or may not have had to sneak out of my house, since my mother said, no, you are too young to go to a concert. May or may not have snuck out, and got to catch Unwritten Law as my first real, official, like, punk show concert, you know, adult concert, I guess, down there at Soma. And of course, for those of you that know San Diego and Soma well, I also saw Blink 182 because Blink 182 was basically the house band in Soma at that time before they got crazy and really blew up and release Enema of the State and everything. And I think, in fact, at that point, a Dude Ranch wasn't even out. They had one album out, and they were essentially the house band at Soma, begging people to come to their shows. So that was mine. I encourage you, if you're watching the video feed or listening, go ahead and comment your first concert. I always find that interesting, different first concerts and kind of what you consider. Because, you know, some kids go to a concert with their parents and then end up going to kind of their own concerts and their own music scene. I mean, my daughter's very young. Her first concert was 2:30. She was at a 2:30 show when she was barely 5 years old and actually got to experience that again yesterday, which we're going to talk about in parenting and in entertainment news as we recap a fantastic ska show happening down there in Irvine yesterday. All right, a couple more digital trends here. Turning Point, which is, I'm not even completely familiar with what Turning Point is. All I know is it's one of these stupid fucking conventions where all the hateful white people go out there and spout hateful things and bigoted things and just, you know, think that they're all high and mighty and all this other stuff. This thing called Turning Point. I would encourage you to check this one out on all the socials, but I've been seeing clips on Twitter. It is absolutely astounding how ridiculous some of these people look while they're speaking on stage and speaking to news personalities at the event itself. And in fact, I noticed that cocaine, the drug, was also trending on Twitter the past couple days, and it was trending on Twitter because almost everybody speaking at this Turning Point event genuinely seemed like they were on cocaine. Just incoherent rambling, nothing made sense, just yelling, and it's like, if you're only going to look at one clip, look at the MyPillow dude, Mike Lindell, or whatever the hell his name is. Holy shit. Just, really, people, they need to send somebody, like a drug addiction specialist, to events like this and get these people some fucking help. It's really amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And I don't understand how anybody can take it seriously. 5 seconds, watching 5 seconds of somebody speaking at this thing, how could you possibly take it seriously? But of course, hateful white people down there just gobbling this stuff up. You know, taking away women's rights. Like, Jesus Christ. What are you celebrating? You know, lay off the cocaine. Go to rehab. It's going to be helpful for you, I promise. All right, one more thing here on the social, or digital trends, rather. That popped up recently. There's this guy, his name's Andrew Tate, I believe. Goes by Cobra Tate. I believe he was a kickboxer or something, you know, no offense to kickboxers. Something stupid and overly masculine where he thinks he's the coolest guy on the face of the earth now. He's been trending from a stream. Apparently he does streaming. And I had to see this and see that he streams with no shirt on. It's like, good for you, dude. Put on a fucking shirt. It's just, you know, I mean, nobody wants to see me sitting here with no shirt on. Some people probably enjoy seeing him, but good Lord, just put on a shirt. Okay. And he's trending because he bullied a couple teens that were on his stream. Teens, under 18 kids, to kiss. Bullying them into kissing. I saw this clip. I'm going, what? How old are you, dude? You're streaming with kids here, and you're bullying them into kissing each other. He's basically a walking poster child for toxic masculinity. So if you ever see this guy come up or you get followed or something, just completely avoid it and block. And in fact, when I saw the name come up, I was like, wait a minute, is that the same guy? Because a couple years ago, I had a personal friend who was well known within the Twitter universe, verified and all this stuff, literally being harassed by this Cobra Tate to the point where everybody was backing him up. And one of his, I guess he started other accounts and Twitter hasn't caught up with him, but he was kicked off of Twitter. I've known about this asshat for a couple years now. Just avoid it. We don't need this in our, you know, he's a Joe Rogan wannabe. I don't even understand what he's doing. Toxic masculinity to a T right there. We don't need more of that in this world. Good Lord, we don't need any more of that in this world. We don't need any more Joe Rogans. For the love of God, just nip it in the bud, please. All right. Let's talk some COVID updates. I got to tell you, I'm every week, more and more like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. Well, it's COVID news again. And that's what we're doing here. It's not going away. 2.5 years later, and it still feels never ending. We're over 2.5 years into this thing. And the interesting thing now is positive tests are near the highest they've ever been. Not highest this year, the highest they've ever been since the beginning of COVID. I want to say it's like the third highest percentage of positive, something like that. I don't have those exact numbers for you. No, nobody's supposed to quote me on actual information here. You're just supposed to quote me on the common sense side of things. And common sense says, well, those numbers look really high, and they're almost as high as when we first started COVID, so this is not a good thing. You know what I mean? So be careful out there. It's still here. It's still prevalent. I don't even know what to say. Are we nearing the end of it? Who the fuck knows? Just, well, you know, but put on a mask. Mask mandates are coming back in a lot of places. Just be safe, smart, wear a mask, social distance. If you're not feeling good, stay the hell away from people. Don't add to the spread of COVID and continuing this freaking pandemic that we've been dealing with seemingly forever. Losing track of years because we've been doing this forever, it feels like. And of course, we're still having shows get canceled. I feel like every other day I'm seeing one or two shows and or tours get canceled because of COVID. And so please respect artists out there. If you're going to go to shows, wear a mask. If you're interacting with the artists, wear a mask. Don't spread COVID to them because that's how they make a living. It's been a rough 2.5 years for touring artists. Let's not propagate that and make it another year of hardships for them, because that's how musicians and artists make money. You want to keep seeing those musicians and artists. Keep them safe. Be smart. Social distance. Wear a damn mask. I'm gonna pull out my my zombie teeth clothing shirt again. The wear a mask, you dumb shit t-shirt that I have, because it's funny. Like a few months ago, I looked at it, I was like, oh yeah, no, we're kind of, you know, we're getting better here. And nope. Now that's still relevant. So thanks for that, Paul, of Zombie Teeth Clothing. All right, let's talk some mental health here. Kind of want to go off the cuff a bit, because we've been talking so much lately about mass shootings and the mental health aspect of it, and how a certain side of culture and people in this country immediately go to mental illness and place the blame on that. And remember last episode we talked about SSRIs and how Marge out there had started blaming SSRIs for mass shootings, like Jesus Christ. Well, here's the thing. One way to see that it's not actually that certain people think mental illness is the problem, it's that they're looking for a scapegoat. And one great example of that is there's a guy in Arizona, and apparently this guy's been, you know, on social platforms and stuff for a couple years now. But I just recently stumbled upon his hateful vitriol. And this was because PetSmart was trending. And the fact that PetSmart's trending isn't the super important part of it. It's just, and he was harassing people at PetSmart. But this guy, Ethan Schmidt, he has dubbed himself the LGBTQ hunter. Dubbed himself that. So he is apparently out hunting and wanting to kill people that are in the LGBTQ community. And it's, like I said, it's trending this week because he was in PetSmart harassing the employees at PetSmart for hanging a rainbow flag and claiming that was, you know, it's this typical right-wing talking points that he's just regurgitating. You know, oh, you're grooming and this is pedophilia and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like, really? He's like, oh, it's not Christian. Like, dude, let's look at the numbers when it comes to Christians grooming children, possibly molesting and raping children, compared to people in the LGBTQ community. There's a big difference there. But I digress. The thing is, people on a certain side of things always want to blame mental, while sitting back and letting a guy like this post hateful things. This is a dude that's crazy. He's literally saying he wants to hunt LGBTQ people from that community. And it adds to the stigma and hurts those of us that actually deal with mental illness and have mental health problems. So I'm the problem, according to people like Marge and Bobo and all these other idiots out there, but they're completely silent on a guy like this Ethan Schmidt. Now, if I had to place a bet on somebody who was possibly going to carry out a mass shooting, I would definitely put it on this guy compared to anybody I know that deals with mental illness or has mental health problems. That's just a fact, but it's completely ignored. So my point is, that's them looking for a scapegoat and adding to the stigma. so that every time this happens, they can just keep building upon that. And I'll tell you, I'm sick of it. And all of you out there should be sick of it, whether you deal with mental health problems or not. You should absolutely be sick of it. And we need people to speak up on it. I don't like the fact that I'm talking about a guy who has dubbed himself the LGBTQ hunter. But I do it because it's common sense. And because there's young people out there that see this hateful talk, these hateful talking points that come across from certain right-wing people, and then they're terrified to get any kind of help because they don't want to be lumped into that. The bottom line is, there's nothing wrong with not being okay. As we say in that community, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to get help. It's okay to go to therapy. It's okay to take medications that help your issue. I don't think there's any amount of medication that's going to help this Ethan Schmidt guy. He's completely off the rails, completely off his rocker. And whether he believes it or not doesn't matter. Because who knows? You never know. Like, maybe he just wants to be a shock person, you know, get the shock and awe out of everybody. Who knows? But I do know it's not good for people that deal with mental health problems. The important thing is to stay strong, ignore the stigma. If you're somebody that can't handle, you know, I talk about the stigma, but this is after dealing with mental illness for over 20 years. And even then, I can't always talk about it. I just talk about it because when I was a teenager, nobody was talking about it. So stay strong, ignore that stigma, and always do what's best for you. Ignore the haters. It's your mental health. It's not anyone else's mental health, it's yours. And you have to do what you need to do to keep that in check, for lack of a better phrase. So no more of this Ethan Schmidt guy. Good Lord. It blows my mind that we just sit back and, oh, ha, 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 LGBTQ hunter. What? What the fuck are we doing? To me, you know, we jail people for nothing, for smoking pot. But we just let this asshole drive around and harass people and threaten to kill people. No consequences. Stay classy, Arizona. All right, let's talk some positive news after all that ridiculousness. I found this recently, and apparently it's been around for a while, a few years, but it has caught steam recently, and people are talking about it in a very positive way. There's an organization called I Try. It's a triathlon training organization. It was actually founded by Teresa Roden after she did a triathlon, and she did a triathlon when she was 30 years old. And it's funny, and for those of you that are on the video feed, you can see the bottom half, and that's a medal from one of my triathlons. I haven't done them in years. It's tough to train for a triathlon when you have a young child, but I very much enjoy that community. I enjoy the training. I enjoy the racing. It's all a great thing. And I don't want to say anyone, but a lot of people who have gotten into triathlon later in life, I got into it in my late 20s. You look back and you're like, man, wouldn't it have been cool if I was doing this at like 11, 12, 13 years old? It really is. And for me, I often look back because my uncle was a triathlete. He was a triathlete when I was a young, young child. And I always wanted to do it, but just there weren't resources for kids to get into triathlon. Well, as Teresa Roden has created an organization that caters to girls that are in middle school to help them learn triathlon and race in triathlons. And then on top of that, they have a very large empowerment aspect to the triathlon training. So outside of just riding a bike and swimming and running, they get together and they talk about empowerment for girls. I don't know if it's, you know, this is an organization for girls. I would imagine there's ones out there for boys, or maybe they started integrating to boys and girls in middle school. These are young kids, you know. So I find this fantastic. I think it's fascinating. Sometimes kids just need an outlet. You know, for me, I was a track runner as a teenager, and that was a great outlet for me—a physical outlet and a mental outlet, and also a group to be a part of. And this I Try really covers all of those things. So, from a positive news perspective, good on you, Teresa Roden. And I encourage anybody out there with kids that have any kind of interest in triathlon to look into organizations like this. Look into organizations like this, because it's available out there for kids. It's just, it tends to be middle-aged adults who have the time and the money and the resources to do a lot of racing. For those of you that are familiar with triathlon, already know this, but for those of you that don't, one of the hardest, triathlons are broken down by age divisions. One of the hardest age divisions is like the 40 to 44 or 45, because that's when people have the time, money, and resources to actually train. And in fact, it gets more difficult as you move up. And my one of my last Malibu triathlons, I actually finished and realized I would have been on the podium, and I was barely in the next age group. Barely in the next age group. Would have been on the podium for the age group below me. Wasn't on the podium for my age group, and I was in the older age group, which is one of those things you don't think, you know, because as you get into your 30s, you start to slow down. Even professional athletes, when they hit their mid-30s, it's like, well, how, you know, they're going to retire soon, whatever it is. But that's how it is in triathlon. All right, as we get tangented again, talking about triathlon, something near and dear to my heart. I'll get back to racing. Once my kid gets a little bit older, it'll be a little bit easier to do some actual real triathlon training. All right, let's talk some parenting. This story just killed me. This one came up this week, and I was reading about it. I'm not even going to give the guy's name. I don't even remember the name. His name is inconsequential here. There's apparently a dad with a 7-month-old who was really into video streaming on YouTube. And apparently had built up a little bit of an audience, like a couple thousand people, you know, and he would live stream. And he claimed to his wife that the live streaming was good for his mental health, which by all means, it could be. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know what this guy's going through and the benefits or non-benefits of him actually live streaming. The problem is when you have a child, a 7-month-old especially, you have to prioritize your child, children, child. Son, daughter, whatever. You have to prioritize it. And what happened was his wife had gone out shopping and had told him to make sure he was taking care of the 7-month-old, which is, I always find that ridiculous. Like, I'm going shopping, take care of the 7-month-old. Like, my wife, she'll go shopping, you know, she's got to go do something. And she's not like, oh, take care of the kid. It's like, that's a given. And I'm a father. It's my child, not a babysitter, for Christ's sake. And apparently he decided to go on and start live streaming from his office on YouTube while his child was napping and then no longer napping. The wife was gone for 4 hours. She came home, found the child awake in their bed, their crib, with a absolutely full diaper and no kind of food whatsoever. They hadn't been fed for probably 4 hours. Empty bottle next to the kid from what I can gather on this. And if you're a parent, you know, seven-month-old, 4 hours is a long time for a 7-month-old to not be eating. This is kids at that age, they're still bottle-fed or breastfed. They eat every couple hours. They're constantly eating. That's what kids do at 7 months. They eat shit and sleep. That's what babies do. So completely abandoned the kid while he was doing this. The other thing that's, and like I said, children need to be the number one priority, but this is also a good example of, and I am, again, I don't want to dismiss the mental health side of it, but mental health, you should care about your children as well. Your children not being safe should be a detriment to your mental health, unless you're just a horrible parent. And maybe, you know, maybe this guy's a horrible parent. This instance is horrible parenting. But so many people become addicted to streaming. Like, I gotta get on there and stream. And so, I get it. It's an outlet. But you have to have your priorities. As a parent, you need to have your priorities in check. Especially if you've been a long-time listener, there's been plenty of times where I say, you know what, no episode this week. I got to take my kid to do whatever. You know, we're going out as a family to do this, whatever it might be. For Christ's sake, the first episode that Go Tell It to the Wall ever missed was because my wife went into labor early. And I was supposed to record that day, unable to record. Why? That's a priority. Let's do better as parents. All right, now I'm going to talk more about this as we get into entertainment news and give a full recap, but I took the kiddo out to a ska show yesterday down there in Irvine at Hangar 24 Brewing. They got a brewery down there. As always, she had a blast. It's definitely one of my favorite things is to watch my child dancing like crazy in front of the stage at a ska show. And I'll tell you, she absolutely loves Tara. She has loved Tara. Ever since She loved Half Past Two music, got to meet Tara back in December, and has just been absolutely in love with Tara since. And of course, we had a moment before Half Past Two took the stage, because it was like an all-day affair. There's a six bands, I think, and Half Past Two was playing last. And so as Tara's walking, I said, hey, you know, so talk to her for a few minutes, and she comes right over and sees, and then my kid sees her, and just the eyes go, and she's just enamored with Tara. And so big shout out to Tara, who is a fantastic parent compared to this last guy we were talking about, and also took the time to talk to my kid and some of the other kids that were there. She knows many of these kids because they go to the shows and they love her music, and she's just one of the most appreciative people that you're ever going to meet in the ska or punk scene, I can tell you that. And we'll talk more, recap a little more later as we get into entertainment news. But before then, let's talk some common sense. All right, so Jim Harbaugh, for those of you not familiar with Jim Harbaugh, he's a former NFL player, football player. He was a quarterback at the University of Michigan. He was the coach of the San Francisco 49ers, actually took them to the Super Bowl a few years ago. He's currently the coach of University of Michigan. He's a very, very high-profile coach. University of Michigan is a very high-profile college football program. Well, he was at an event, a right-to-life event, whatever the hell that is. You already know it's some bullshit. He was at a right-to-life event and was a speaker there. And he said, and I quote, I would hope people, and I quote, have courage to let the unborn be born, end quote. Again, quote, have courage to let the unborn be born, end quote. Now, if you couldn't tell, Jim Harbaugh is a male. He doesn't have any right to an opinion when it comes to women's rights. It's not. So for him to say, have the courage. Well, you know what, Jim? Let's stick a baby in you. Let's stick a fetus in you and see how you feel at that point. I'm just so tired of people dismissing women's rights like this. And especially as a man, you have no place to speak on it. I've said that for years. I am in favor of women's rights, but I also don't have a uterus. This is not something that will ever affect me personally. Yet you have people like Jim Harbaugh who are going to go out there spouting ridiculous things. Have the courage? What are you fucking talking about? I would also like to point out, he is the football coach at the University of Michigan. He is a state employee. Employee of the state of Michigan, spewing these things at a right-to-life event. The fuck out of here. Right to life event. Mate, let's have some right to life events to keep kids in school safe. They have a right to life. And people have a right to their shitty opinions, right or wrong, but in this case, Jim, you're wrong. Keep your mouth shut. I'm not going to sit here and say stick to football because he has every right to his opinions, but you're wrong. You're wrong on this one, Jim. Speaking of being wrong, Marco Rubio, so we... It's worked its way through Congress, and they're trying to codify same-sex marriage so it's law, so that this shitty-ass Supreme Court can't take away the right to same-sex marriage. Well, it has passed Congress, and of course it's going to go to the Senate. I don't believe they have voted on it yet. The senator, one of the senators from Florida, Marco Rubio, came out and said, and I quote, it is a waste of time. Not only did he say it's a waste of time, but he's going to vote no. He still has to vote. What time is being wasted? Your time is a yes or no, and you're still saying no? I'd like to point out the high number of the large amount of LGBTQ people that reside within Florida, the state that he is the senator of, clearly not working for his constituents within that state. But it's amazing to me, these ignorant rich assholes that can just sit there and say, oh, it's a waste of time. It's not a waste of time. You're really sitting there and saying it's a waste of time to people that have fought for same-sex marriage, to people that have been able to get married since same-sex marriage became legal in this country? There's just no excuse for that. No excuse for that. Waste of time, my ass. You know what's a waste of time is Marco Rubio. And clearly, he cannot be troubled to do his job there in Washington. So if you live in Florida, I would encourage you to maybe find someone else to do his job and do it correctly. Because He doesn't have time for any of you down there in Florida. All right, we had another House vote. Vote to protect contraceptives within this country. I don't know if you've heard about this one. More just, this is common sense. We want to protect women's rights to have contraceptives within the United States of America. You would think this would be an easy one for Congress, and everyone say, yes, it is 2022. Women should have the right to contraceptives. Well, with the exception of like a dozen, most Republicans, well, pretty much all Republicans, with the exception of about a dozen, voted against this within Congress. Most Republicans in Congress don't believe women have a right to contraceptives in this country. It's 2022. We have hit a point where this shouldn't even be a question. Yet we have a certain side of the aisle that completely disagrees. This is women's rights. Yet again, women's rights. And they are fighting against women's rights. This is common sense. But this is what we do in this country. We strip people of their rights and then pretend to be the party of morals. Give me a fucking break. I just can't anymore with this. And I'd like to remind everyone, I am not a Democrat. But there's clearly one side of the aisle that is working daily, furiously, to strip the rights of more than half the population of this country. Think about that. I'm not even going to say think about that when you go to the polls, because you know what's going to happen? It doesn't matter what the fuck you do. If you're a listener to this podcast, it doesn't matter what the fuck you do, because you probably live somewhere where the right people are being elected, or you live somewhere where it's so gerrymandered that it doesn't matter what the hell you do. You should vote. I'm not saying don't vote, but I'm getting sick of the fundraising and stuff from both sides of the aisle. Let's do better. All right, Kylie Jenner. God. I hate when I have to talk about any Kardashian. I wish they would just drop off the face of the earth. They are extremely annoying. You got Kim, the porn star. She's out there endorsing Rick Caruso, who is a Republican. He is a Democrat in name only. A dino, I guess you could say. See, Democrats don't use that term. Like, Republicans are a rhino. Or not. No, but he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. We've talked about this. Well, here we have Kylie Jenner, who apparently has her own private jet. Woohoo, good for you, private fucking jet. Well, it came to light this past week that she likes to take flights as short as 3 minutes. 3 minute flight to avoid like a 20 to 40 minute drive. 3 minutes in a private jet. 3 minutes. And the reason this is a big deal is you say, oh, just a rich person. That's fine. I'll let them spend the money the way they want. No. It's destroying the environment to take 3 minute flights and burn all that jet fuel. And she's taking 3 minute flights with like two people on the plane. And this is in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, where I can't have a plastic straw because we need to do better for the environment, but this bitch can take 3 minute flights on her private jet and just destroy the environment. That's ridiculous. Money or not, you shouldn't be doing these things. You don't want to drive? Hire a driver, for Pete's sake. You don't have to drive. Ride in the back of the fucking car. Just, it kills me. That's it. Rich, we can't have plastic straws, but rich people can just burn jet fuel, and it doesn't matter. And then, of course, a bunch of people still sit there and worship at their feet. It's amazing to me. Absolutely amazing to me. Let's just do better. And that's enough with the fucking Kardashians. Stop giving them money. Can we just, if we all agree to stop watching their stupid reality show and stop giving them money, they will eventually fade away. Let's use some common sense and get there. All right, we've also had this other SCOTUS, so much Supreme Court, there's a bunch of assholes up there in Washington. They ruled that a coach in, I want to say, it was probably Texas, can say prayers at the in the middle of the football field after a football game, high school football game, public high school football game. Now, full disclosure, I grew up with prayers at sporting events. The difference? I went to a Catholic high school. So we did that. you know, there are pictures that exist of me kneeling at a start line with my teammates before a cross-country race. That was just something we did. However, that was a Catholic school. You know what I mean? This shouldn't be happening at public schools. And when it first came out, I'll be honest, I was like, well, whatever, just let him pray. But then I heard from other people who were like, yeah, but then if you don't go pray, you get looked down upon by that school community, which is one side of it. The other really ridiculous side of it is the hypocrisy here, because they stand there on like freedom of religion or whatever else, you know, whatever else all these people want to say about it. But, you know, as soon as somebody was Muslim and came out there and wanted to pray on the football field, that would be a huge uproar. So it's not freedom of religion. It is, in fact, persecution using religion. You want to pray? That's fine. We're not going to make a fucking spectacle of it. Okay? In fact, if you read the Bible and the teachings of Jesus, you're not supposed to be making a spectacle of it. Your prayers and your relationship with God is your own personal stuff. It's not something you're supposed to be pushing on others. But certain groups in this country, they are very selective, and they like to kind of create their own white Jesus instead of the real socialist hippie Jesus that existed at the time of actual Jesus. You know? It's amazing to me. And speaking of ridiculous things at schools, walking to pick my kid up a couple days ago from camp. And the camp is at her school. They have a summer camp at her school. They do activities and they go on field trips and stuff. I'm going to pick her up. And there's a crosswalk right by the school. And I don't know if I probably mentioned this crosswalk before. Multiple times, I've almost been hit by a car walking in this crosswalk. My daughter and I were almost hit by a car back in the fall when we were walking to school. Literally, I had to jump out of the way with my kid. I had to get between the car and my kid and jump us both out of the way and almost got hit by the car. Yeah, and I started yelling. And I actually felt bad afterward and went to find out from a neighbor who saw it and was like, and I was like, I was so upset. And he said to me, he's like, no, you were right to be. He said he almost had a heart attack watching this thing happen. So I was, you know, slight over, maybe. I also go to find out that kids have been hit in this intersection. Kids were walking to or from school with their grandmother a couple years ago. They were injured. Their grandmother was killed by a car not paying attention in this intersection. And we're talking not just a stop sign, a four-way stop, a school intersection with the yellow lines painted everything. Young kids, an elementary school, not a high school where a lot of kids are maybe my height or a little shorter. No, young children walking to school. It's been a constant problem. Came to a head the other day as I'm walking, and I could see the car coming, and I'm looking, and I'm already in the intersection. And what kind of car was it? It was a cop car. This guy is speeding down the street, 25 mile an hour zone, speeding down the street. Was not going to stop at the stop sign at all until he saw me and slammed on the brakes, stopped in the intersection. I had to kind of jump and walk around. And he just does one of these, like, hand on the steering wheel waves. And to clarify, this isn't lights and sirens like, okay, let me get the hell out of the way because you're trying to go help somebody. No. This was just an inconsiderate asshole cop speeding down the street for no reason and almost hitting me in a school intersection. Let's do better. What if I had my kid with me? What if a kid was walking through the intersection who was shorter and he didn't even see the kid? Could have killed a child. And that's a police officer. Let's do better, LAPD. And of course, I was unable to yell at this asshole because I'm like, well, yeah, if I start yelling at this guy, he's going to find an excuse with my purple ass hair and stuff, and he's going to find an excuse to put me in cuffs, even as a white guy. So I couldn't do that. Luckily, I looked at the license plate. LAPD got a nice little email the other day. They're not going to do anything, of course, but I still got to do something about this, for the love of God. Common sense says, let's not go through speeding through any kind of intersections. Let's not run stop signs, but especially the ones with the big yellow lines painted there because kids are crossing the street. Yes, Tom, that's a little get off my lawn, but I want the police officers to get the hell out of my kid's crosswalk at school. That's really the important thing. All right, let's talk some entertainment news as we near the end of episode 83 here. Exhausted today too. It's the heat, between the heat that we have going on, and shout out to everyone over there. And I know we have a lot of fans over in the UK. I don't know how you're all doing it over there. I don't. And that's, it's funny because get tangented for a second, but for those of you not aware, you might see these temperatures and then they come across as Celsius, and I'm always like, you know. And then a lot of times people are like, for those of you that don't know Celsius, this, and it'll be like, it's 95 degrees. And you might be sitting in certain areas, like especially if you're in Arizona, it's like 110. But even in Southern California, we've had these 95 degree days lately. But here's the difference, is in Southern California, we're built for it. My central air conditioning is literally running right now as I'm speaking. But for those of you not aware, people in the UK, most places don't have air conditioning. They just have some fans and stuff. So that's what makes it much more miserable when an area like that is suddenly getting hit with a crazy heat wave. To an extent, it kind of does happen here because a lot of the beach cities, I mean, I lived in Long Beach for years and only one apartment. I lived in an apartment for like 6 months with some classmates from college. That had an air conditioning. It was this kind of upscale apartment. But outside of that, I had multiple apartments around Long Beach and they had heat, but they didn't have air conditioning because by the beach, it doesn't get that hot. So to an extent, it does happen a little bit here. But either way, we're much better prepared here in Southern California for that heat because we get it more regularly. So shout out to everyone over there. Hopefully you guys are staying cool. Just sit in an ice bath or something. I don't know. I don't even know how to handle that because it gets this hot and I'm like, I'm just going to sit inside with some air conditioning. Like, that's what I'm doing today, keeping it cool. Or I'll go, you know, maybe go sit in the pool, but that's about it. All right, entertainment news. Knott's Berry Farm, they have instituted a curfew and they're requiring chaperones for kids under 18, and the chaperone has to be over 21 or older. And the reason this is happening is a couple weeks ago, a bunch of fights broke out on a Friday night at Knott's Berry Farm, or a Saturday night. The crazy thing was, I see this news from Knott's Berry Farm, and at first they were like, people were saying, oh, shots fired or something. My kid was at Knott's Berry Farm like the day before. I'm going, holy shit. But of course, they had to institute this because some young people were getting into fights and creating a ruckus there at Knott's Berry Farm. So unfortunately, they've had to do this. And can you imagine? And you know, there's always these you see these funny videos of fights breaking out at Disneyland and Disney World. But can you imagine? You're there with your kid. You're just trying to have a good time with your young kid. And suddenly a big fight breaks out and you're trying to get away from it. Not cool, man. Not cool. So let's do better, people going to Knott's Berry Farm. Apparently it's the kid, it's teenagers, which is funny, not funny, haha, but that is actually a problem that occurs at certain theme parks. For those of you not aware of theme parks in Southern California, Magic Mountain has a strict dress code because they had problems years ago with fights breaking out. I don't know the accuracy of it, so nobody quote me on it, but saying it was gangs, and so you can't wear certain things there because you know how it's related to gangs. Of course, a lot of that's probably blown out of proportion when it's gangs. I mean, I remember the 90s when they were like, don't wear a Raiders hat. Someone's going to think you're in a gang. And it's like, really? Okay, dude, whatever you say. I don't wear a Raiders hat anyway, but whatever you say. All right, San Diego Comic-Con. It is San Diego Comic-Con weekend, everybody. Or as I like to call it, San Diego Pop Culture Con. It has evolved well beyond comics. I grew up in San Diego. I remember when Comic-Con was comics. You went there and there was dudes with comic books, and you're looking at comic books. Now it's all kinds of craziness. I mean, The Rock was down there dressed up as Black Adam, which I believe it's a... I think it's Marvel. Could be DC. It's a superhero movie. There's a comic book superhero named Black Adam, and he's like in full garb. They unveil all these things. I haven't had an interest in a very long time in going to Comic-Con. Even when years ago when I was able to just go for free because I worked in entertainment and all you had to do was sign up for a pass, I stopped going. I do find it interesting the trailers and announcements that come out of San Diego Comic-Con. That I do find fun. I find myself scrolling through Twitter and being like, oh, cool. And for example, I didn't even know they were going to do a new Shazam. Not super into, comic book movie. I mean, I enjoy them. Really enjoyed Shazam. And now there's going to be a second one. And I didn't even know that was going to happen. And trailer dropped at San Diego Comic-Con. So for those of you that are into those kind of things, make sure Twitter, I think, is one of the better places unless, and there's probably other live stream sites. I don't know if you go to SanDiegoComicCon.com or something like that. But that part is always fun. You know, I don't need to be at the convention itself. I'll just scroll through the interwebs and see the new stuff that's coming out. All right, the Muppets minifigures. Remember, I talked about these a couple months ago. It's a set of 12 Lego minifigures. I'm happy to say I finally completed my set of 12. Thank you to fellow Bambino Daniel, who had a double of Rolf. Fortunately, I actually had a couple figures that he still needed. So I was able to make a little trade there, like trading baseball cards. Made an extra trade. I got a second Miss Piggy because my daughter wanted a Miss Piggy one. And I gave her a couple of the doubles that I had. And I actually had a triple of one of them. So I was like, oh, here you go, here you go. She's like, what about Miss Piggy? And I was like, I do not have a double. You're not taking them. They're actually behind me on the shelf. There's all 12 of them lined up there. But fortunately, Daniel had an extra. So now my kid's got a Miss Piggy Lego minifigure. All right, What We Do in the Shadows. If you're not watching this, you are missing out. New season just dropped like a couple weeks ago. It is the best show on television right now. And I'll tell you, I didn't have time to actually confirm this, but I did learn today that there is possibly, and this isn't a spoiler because I think based on the trailers, even if you haven't watched the show, you know that there is a baby Colin Robinson. And apparently there is a YouTube channel for Colin Robinson because in the show, he's a kid and he's doing YouTube videos, and apparently they have set up an actual YouTube channel. So make sure you're watching What We Do in the Shadows. It's available on Hulu. I think it plays on FX, but it's on Hulu like the day after the episode premieres on FX. It is definitely the best show on television right now. And I'm going to get tangented for a second. I will admit I'm late to the game. I've known it existed. It went into my kind of went on into my punk side of like, everybody's watching it, I'm not going to watch it. I started watching that Letterkenny show. Find that pretty entertaining. But I'm not even going to pretend I'm telling anyone out there to watch it because it's been around for a while. It's quite popular. Kevin Smith is obsessed with it. I have started watching it. Although I will say, I had this moment last night, and it's after the show, I'm sitting on the couch drinking a beer, and I'm watching Letterkenny. And I just finished watching this show called Wynonna Earp. It's you know, if you're looking for something to watch, it's fine to watch. It has the guy that played Mutt on Schitt's Creek is on it. He plays a pretty funny character. But it's very different from Letterkenny. And the person that plays Wynonna Earp actually popped up on Letterkenny as I'm watching last night. And I kind of was like, wait a second. What am I? Oh, no. Okay. No, I'm watching this right now. All right. Unwritten Law. They released another single off their upcoming album. The single is called Beggars. It's available now. I personally like this one much better than the first single they released, which I feel like this happens every Unwritten Law album. First single comes out, I'm like, okay. And the second single comes out, I'm like, all right, let's go. Beggars has strong Here's to the Morning vibes. That is Unwritten Law's fifth album is Here's to the Morning. It's got a lot of those vibes on it. And the full album is coming out this Friday, so I'm going to be picking that up on Friday, maybe even Thursday night if it drops. That's the advantage of being on the West Coast in California. A lot of times you can get those albums at 9 p.m. on the night before instead of the actual day, because that's midnight on the East Coast, and that's when it actually gets uploaded to the streaming sites. And I do digital purchases of all the bands I love, so I'll be purchasing that album this Friday, so make sure you're looking out for that one dropping on Friday. Bomb Pops, they had their tour canceled for the most part. Big thoughts out to Jen Pop. The reason is she's dealing with some, not her own health problems, but she's dealing with some family health problems and cannot be away from Southern California for a long period of time, such as traveling in a van around the country. So they unfortunately had to cancel most of their tour. I know they're all heartbroken by it. I spoke to Remington a few weeks ago, and she was so excited about this big headlining tour that they were going on. Unfortunately, they had to cancel all but four shows from that tour. Now, because Jen needs to be near Southern California while this is going on, and selfishly, I still get my shows because they are going to be playing the Moroccan and Chain Reaction with The Last Gang. So if you're in Southern California, your shows are still happening, and they're playing a San Diego show. Your shows are still happening, but unfortunately for the rest of the country, that tour had to be canceled, and all of our thoughts are with Jen. Hopefully, uh, hopefully everything comes out on the positive side as far as the things she's dealing with right now with her family. All right, 2:30, it was the wet, hot Sky American Summer event that happened yesterday in Irvine at Hangar 24 down there, which, and it was great too, because I'd never been to Hangar 24, and we're driving down there, and I'm driving, and my wife's navigating, but, and we get off the freeway right by John Wayne Airport, for those of you familiar with, so, like, barely Irvine. In my head, I had the much further south Irvine, like University of Irvine, Five Points Amphitheater, all that stuff down there, so pleasantly surprised that we didn't have to go quite as far. Great little venue, all outdoors. They had, I mean, they had an indoor part for the brewery, but tables, and they, you could bring your own chairs. It was fantastic. I was a little upset, couldn't bring the dog. Had planned on bringing the dog, and then last minute they said, wait, no, dogs aren't allowed. And then I get there, I'm like, the dog could have just been sitting right here. Like, it's not, it's a large area with grass and all kinds of stuff. My kid had a blast. Of course, always a pleasure hanging out with the Yostins, among many other people that we know out there, and it's always great when my kid has another kid to hang out with and play and dance and do all the things. Actually had the privilege of meeting Tazy Phillips he has a ska show. It's been around for 30 years. He's kind of a legend around the ska community here in Southern California. Got to talk to him for a while, as well as meeting all the other bands out there. Hooray for Our Side, always doing a great job. And of course, 2:30, always killing it. I mentioned we got to speak with, got to talk to Tara for a while. And of course, we were right at the front of the stage. And right before I came in the studio, I'm scrolling through Instagram and Tara's posts and photos. And there's a photo from the stage with them. And you could see like me and the wife and just all of our friends right in front of the stage, just dancing and having a blast. Such a good time. Had a blast out there. Happy birthday to Tom. Didn't record last weekend, but Tom, one of our biggest supporters of Go Tell Us the Wall and Common Sense Sundays. We got to celebrate his birthday a bit. So that was also a lot of fun. And just overall, it was great. Neat little venue. Oh, and on top of that, I will say, the new horn section for 2:30, and it's funny, I went over to the three new guys. It's three-piece horn section. I went over, I was like, hey, have a great set, guys. And then Tara comes up behind, and she's like, jokingly, she goes, don't fuck it up. I told you, my friends are here to fuck it up. So we all laughed. But then they did a fantastic job. Not only their music playing, but just there's a certain energy that comes from ska shows, and you kind of expect that to an extent out of a ska band. And they met that moment, the energy. So I'm really looking forward to them moving forward with the band with 2:30. Unfortunately, Cameron, they're one of their guitarists, that was his last show. He's moving on to other things, but I know they'll get another fantastic guitarist in there and be rocking. I was going to say rocking over the next few months. No, they're not going anywhere. They're a fantastic ska band here in Southern California, and I take every opportunity to see them that I can, and just had an absolute blast. Great food, great beer, great time out there, and lots of Bambinos and other people that we all know in the scene hanging out there at a free show in Irvine. And one more thing I'm going to tell you before we wrap up episode 83. This coming Thursday, there is an event at Alex's Bar headlined by Bad Cop, Bad Cup. It is a Pro Row fundraiser happening at Alex's Bar. They are raising money for pro women's rights organizations. They're going to have food and vendors and music headlined by Bad Cop, Bad Cop. I will be out there on Thursday at Alex's. So if you have the time and the means to do it, and the ticket prices are actually really great ticket prices. So check that out. You get them on Dice for Alex's Bar. All the Alex's Bar shows are on Dice. But I'll be out there. If you're heading out there, make sure you say what's up, give me a high five, and I'll throw some stickers at you, and we'll have a great time raising money for a great cause while selfishly getting some great music. So you know how that works. All right, that is going to do it for episode 83. Don't forget to follow us on all the social platforms, facebook.com/gotellittothewall, youtube.com/gotellittothewall, subscribe to our channel, and of course my own personal Instagram account, which is at SoCalSean, SoCalSean. Lots of great show stuff up there, as well as cute dog pics and stuff, so make sure you're following me on there. And of course, our website, your one-stop shop for everything that is Go Tell It to the Wall, Common Sense Sundays, and me, Sean O'Rourke, would be SeanO'RourkeLive.com. And while you're on there bookmarking that and checking out some of the exclusive content, make sure you check out our Patreon page, which is linked directly from SeanO'RourkeLive.com if you want to support us there. And if you don't want to support us there but do want to support us financially, you can pick up some Common Sense merch from our merch website that links directly from SeanO'RourkeLive.com. All right. That, like I said, that's going to do it for episode 83. We should be back next week. Same wall place, same wall time. And remember, wall fans, common sensors, podcast consumers, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, no matter who you're with, no matter why you are doing it, always, always use common sense.